question this week from Charlene. She writes, is cheap wine bad for you? I saw that story about cheap wine maybe having higher levels of arsenic, and I was hoping it was a hoax. I love my $3 chuck, she says.
Oh, Charlene, drink up, please. Wine today is really a wonderful beverage. I haven't done, you know, all the chemical research on every wine produced in the world and their levels of arsenic or any other harmful thing. But what we have in wine today is minimal amount of stuff. There's this enormous effort to be biodynamic and organic within the industry, especially within the vineyards, where, you know, years past there were maybe, man-made fertilizers that were used, etc. And they still are in some places, but basically they don't show up in wine. You can, you know, pursue this out with laboratories, analysis and all of that, but the levels of these things are not dependent on their price point. They may be more dependent on where they're grown. Okay.
I thought it was interesting that she mentioned arsenic. I seem to remember an article running just through the internet, and it was associated with the lower priced wines. I guess I wonder, how does that get in the bottle in the first place?
Arsenic may be in the soil. It's plain and simple, you know, roots of vines, roots of apples and cherries and, you know, any other crop, lettuce, whatever. If they absorb arsenic from the soil, they could still be in the final product. In as much as lettuce is used typically in the raw state without being processed, it may contain, I'm not saying this, but it could contain far more arsenic than wine would, because wine goes through 2-3 years of processing before it's actually bottled and made available to you.
So if that wine is on our store shelf, and doesn't matter if we're paying $30 or $3 for it, chances are if it's got anything bad in it, it's at a level that isn't going to hurt us.
And it's not correlated to price.